I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, it will both be a theater show of sorts and a concert this weekend when Cape Symphony teams up with Kitiwit Center for the Arts for The Wizard of Oz in Concert.
This is the third unusual collaboration between the Symphony and the Kitiwit Center, and the full orchestra is going to be on stage at the Barnstable High School Performing Arts Center to play the whole score of the movie as well as its famous songs. Then they've got some area actors and musicians who are taking on the main roles of Dorothy and her companions traveling through Oz, and there's a big chorus who's going to play the Munchkins, the Poppies, and the other smaller parts. The actors won't be using a script like in some concert versions of shows, so they're going to be free to sing, act, dance, and move around the stage. And we're told they're also going to include the orchestra and even the conductor as part of the show in some way. So you can see them put that all together at 3 and 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday.
A Grammy Award-winning cellist will be performing Friday night at Sandwich Town Hall, but this cellist is not only a musician who might typically play in a classical group.
This is a 7 p.m. Friday show, and it features musician Mike Block. And he's not only a cellist, but a singer and a composer, too. He's going to be performing classical work, but also original compositions. And he's recorded folk music and music from other cultures, playing with some well-known musicians who range from Stevie Wonder to Bobby McFerrin to the New York Philharmonic. Mike sometimes wears a strap, which he created himself to be able to stand and move around while playing the cello, and he was the first standing cellist to play at Carnegie Hall. He's involved in a lot of other projects too, including recording all of the Bach cello suites in acoustically rich bathrooms of famous concert halls, and you can find out more about that at bachinthebathroom.com.
Theater fans can check out two shows this weekend that feature teen casts, one in Brewster tackling an ancient classic, and the second in Hyannis including new student work.
Well, one show is by the young company called Yoko at Cape Rep Theater in Brewster, and that's 16 students from all over the Cape that are taught in a free intensive program. They're presenting a version of Homer's The Odyssey that uses a lot of humor and music, and that's playing at 7 p.m. Friday and 2 and 7 Saturday at Cape Rep. Then in Hyannis this weekend, students from both the East and West campuses of Sturgis Charter Public School are going to perform two one-acts before taking them in competition with Massachusetts Educational Theater Guild's annual High School Drama Festival. The Sturgis East group is called Say Yes, and it's a student-written play, and Sturgis West group will perform A Simple Task, and that is co-directed by a student. Their shows are 7 o'clock Friday and 2 and 7 on Saturday and then 2 p.m. Sunday at a Sturgis building at 529 Main Street in Hyannis.
And if you're a fan of 50s and 60s music, you're invited to a sock hop Saturday night in Bourne.
This is being put on as a fundraiser by the Bourne Historical Society from 7:30 to 11 p.m. on Saturday at the Weary Travelers Club in Monument Beach. It's an all-ages event, and there's going to be dancing as well as contests for best costumes, hula hooping, and lip syncing. There's going to be a silent auction, some food, a cash bar, and in another nod to the 50s, root beer floats.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.